Tolkien, Le Guin, Holdstock, Donaldson, Brooks, at their best, want to examine what it means to be human, just as any mainstream writer does, but they want to do it by removing the surface structures of the present world and seeing how humans in all their variety might behave in a different world. And when I say all their variety, yes, I mean elves and dwarves. They're obviously humans. They're different abstractions of different kinds of humans. There are different abstractions of different things that all humans have in them. Tolkien thought that elvishness was sort of a higher power or a more beautiful and accomplished level of humanity that could enter into any individual human. So magical realism is, for all its remarkable style, its remarkable insight into human psychology, in the end, it's another form of modernism, and it's not fantasy. It's separate, and we should use it to look at fantasy to see that they deal with many of the same similar issues, even if not elves and dragons, the same kind of fantastical material, the same kind of magic, as it were, though magical realism does never explain how the magic works. That's one of the points of it. But even though they deal with the same things, in the end, they really are separate categories, and it's worthwhile to keep them distinct. Fantasy is attempting to break free from the modernist realist requirement to focus on the world as it is. Instead, it attempts to create an entirely different world. Now, there's a big question that arises is, what about the politics? Because that's one of the things that modernist literature has gone into more and more and more, and certainly more since 1950 and even more since 1990, where modernist literature is about politics in a lot of ways. And how does literature generate the politics that its authors and, I guess, its readers want? And these tend to be of a certain strand. And I'm not really getting into that because I'm not interested in the kind of boring question, is Tolkien right-wing or left-wing? Who cares? And how could you even tell anyway? The categories don't work. I mean, if you really wanted to push it, Tolkien would be right-wing and that he believed in monarchy and he believed in hierarchy, and he'd be incredibly left-wing and he believed in tearing down power, and he would be a green if he actually voted today because he was opposed to industrialization and factories and in favor of any kind of environmentalism whatsoever. So where does he fit? It doesn't matter. That's not the important point. The important point is to see how these politics may play out and whether they're really relevant to our discussion. I'm not sure that they are. Fantasy's politics have often been criticized as being reactionary or not getting people to change enough, but I think that's a misreading of fantasy. It says, all the good things were in the past and we should go back to the past. But that's not really what fantasy says. It creates a past that never existed. It gives you ideas about how the world could be so that you could make an intervention into this current world to change it.